one is all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly.
Yes, we were born free. Aloha. I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection, a place of shared unity and equal common ground for all peoples and cultures, a unity not built on separation and blindness, but a solid foundation built on the respect for all walks of life, molded by the thirst of the people for change. In unity, bridging the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Mahalo to all the listeners of Pal Talk and BBSRadio.com. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-389-3452 or 877-489-6350. Our direct lines, same area code, is 530-776-5144 or 776-5154 and 413-4511. I want to personally welcome each and every one of you to the show. It is a great time of great celebration, and I know that each of you stand together in unity, helping to assist humanity worldwide to bridge the gap, for we are the voice of we the people. Thank you to each and every one of you for being with us this evening. We have a wonderful guest tonight. I have been really looking forward to sharing her with all of you. We are going to be sinking our teeth into some very powerful, insightful information that will assist each of us to propel us in our near futures together, united. I'd like to invite each of you onto my show page with bbsradio.com. As many of you are aware of, there is a wealth of information. Please take a moment and really explore the wonderful links that I have shared with each of you. You will find this information very insightful and very useful tools and information to assist you in your own spiritual journey. But before we invite our guests onto the show for this evening, please allow me to share wonderful information about our guest. Her name is Miss J, visionary and founder of Conscious Shift Revolution, has spent the last decade empowering thousands of people to reach their full potential. Born in France, she studied acting and became very successful as an actress and model at a very young age. Yet, she didn't find true fulfillment in her life. At 21, she retired from her worldly life and began to fully dedicate herself to her spiritual journey, immersed in meditation, intense spiritual disciplines. For the next 4 years, she lived in ashrams, including 2 years in India, where she studied ancient scriptures, quantum physics, nutrition, holistic medicine, fitness, and yoga. She moved to New York in 1996 and has since dedicated her life to teaching individuals how to connect to their infinite inner power to access greater levels of freedom in all areas of life. Without further delay, please let's all give our guest a warm welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. Aloha.
Hey, Leilani. Aloha. How are you doing?
I am doing great. I've had a great day, been extremely busy, but I know that you will agree that these are great times on our planet, aren't they?
Yes, it is a very, very interesting time and an amazing opportunity for self-growth. You probably have experienced, as I have, that the universal consciousness is propelling us into an awakening in consciousness, and that all our shadows that we may not have wanted to look at are right now coming at the surface, and this universal consciousness playfully is tickling us to allow us to look at ourselves so that we can access greater freedom. So that really is the invitation, and it may at times be challenging, but when we understand the process and we are willing to shift and to make the required changes, this process can be actually fun, believe it or not. And it's been fun for me, actually.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you said that, because as I interact with the listeners prior to the broadcast, and I usually fill them in about our guests for the evening, and I go into, you know, what's going on our planet globally as well. And it's really amazing, because I had just got through telling the listeners tonight is that it really truly is miracles that are happening all around us, especially when it comes to our individual transformations that is propelling us to be more anchored into the fifth dimensional frequencies. And so it all has to do with our attitude and our perspective on how we choose to look at the whole dynamics of what's taking place. And I know you probably agree with that.
Yes. I have a lot to share about this, because my community of friends is definitely a conscious spiritual community, and I've been teaching people how to search a greater level of balance. For instance, when you talk about higher frequency, I come across a lot of friends, and I was talking to a friend the other day about her business, and it was only a few months ago, and I knew that the business was not going too well, so I asked, what would you do if possibly, potentially, the business failed? And she looked at me in awe, and she said, there's no possibility. I always think about the positive, and it'll always work, and I'll be protected. Sure enough, the business closed, and she had to file bankruptcy, and she's now in a very difficult situation, lost her her partner and her house, basically everything. So what I invite people to do and to become aware of is to be really conscious of both what I call the imminent and the transcendent, so that we're not just in the transcendent conscious world of everything's going to be okay and everything's going to work out for the best, but we're also very conscious on this material life of what is possible, and that we can, you know, think, feel, and act in the most appropriate way, so that we can always be both in touch with consciousness, but in the same time make the shifts that are necessary for this process to be pleasant versus painful. And so there's different tendencies, and some people are actually too much in the, what I call the imminent, I mean, the worldly existence and the transcendent,
yes.
Being more of the unmanifest. You know, some people are just so at ease to be in that place of meditation where it's easy for them, and some people are just never even connected to that, and neither one is optimal. It is the balance of these two polarities that helps us to gain this place of empowerment where we can thrive despite anything, including the global transition that we're into that is actually going to be intensifying exponentially over the next few years. So we are right now training to prepare for something that will increase. It has to do with the cosmic alignment heading toward 2012, and this really affects our plane. And death, as a result, is affecting us on a conscious level. So with this balance of being both grounding and seeing what are the choices we can make, and then connect consciously with that part of us that is always in touch with the omnipotence, the abundant source within us. When we balance these two things, then we can move forward with grace and with a greater level of freedom.
Absolutely. You know, it's really interesting that you have brought that up as well, because I intentionally did many shows in 2009, and I've had very in-depth conversations about the old paradigm shifting into the near paradigm, and I've reminded all our listeners with this show is that, you know, the old paradigm is collapsing. Our new paradigm has been coming in, and what we're witnessing now is the actual collapse of the old paradigm, where two worlds can't coexist with each other. And a lot, what my intuitiveness was telling me as well is that, you know, when we saw the mortgage companies starting to collapse and some of the banks, financial banks were collapsing as well, is that as we continue seeing these collapses taking place, is what's really happening is this is the old system that's been intertwined with the old paradigm. What are you feeling the same way as well?
Yes, exactly. And you brought up the topic of the banks, and I want to share a little bit about my vision and projection about what's coming up. And, of course, I see a new paradigm, a new social paradigm, and as a spiritual pioneer and social pioneer, I have the vision. And having the vision, I feel at ease in this transition. However, if you don't see what's behind the dark tunnel, it can be very, very scary. This, as I said, exponentially it will increase over the next couple of years especially. It can be very, very frightening for people if they don't see through that tunnel. So let me address this for a little bit. The monetary system, as we know, is not sustainable. And as we're coming into being spiritually mature, we start to become aware that everything affects everything else. Therefore, if you want more, somebody gets less. It's just a universal principle. As we become in touch with that principle, we understand that what we want the most, as you know, the highest values is freedom, is love, is happiness. So we all want that, no matter what the mean is. So as we want more of that, we need to question, what is the means how I get that? Is it by getting more material items and filling up my outer life because my inner life is empty? And doing this, taking part of this monetary system that is non-sustainable, and really question, is there a better way? What is it that I really want? And when we really look for this, the source of happiness that is this place of fullness, this place of connection with the whole, with the universal power, then we begin to step back and realize that we can do it differently. And so we're stepping into this transition right now, and everyone who is conscious and every leader are kind of trying to find the best way to transition, and we're going to stumble and go into these little dead ends and back off and try again, and everybody is still seeing that those who rule the world are still holding back for this pioneer to really share their information and to take it into action. I'm thinking at this time everybody should be able to have free energy, and yet it's not the case, and there's so many examples like that. So the idea of the monetary system, for instance, I'm getting back there, was that where are we heading? What happens if it collapses, and is it possible that it does? And so what I see as a new paradigm is shifting from abundance in having to abundance in being. And that's really key when we understand that the more we have on the outside, from a place I'm trying to fill out this emptiness. If you read my bio, I was 21 when I had this realization. I had the great fortune to have everything I ever wanted at a very young age. And so
me too.
I was just ready. I was ready to teach it to the world because I had the experience. And some people, it take longer. They're like, oh, if I ever have this one thing, then I'll be happy. And then they have that thing, and I'm like, oh, no, that didn't do it. Okay, if I had this other thing, maybe this relationship, then I'll be happy. Or this new car, or this new job, then I'll be happy. And then go from one thing to the other without just waking up. And it's time to wake up, because we want happiness, and we now know that happiness will only come when everyone on this earth is happy. Not just us, not just our loved one, not just those who are nice, but not those who are evil according to our concept or belief system. But I'm saying it, every single human being on the planet has to be happy for us to experience a place of happiness that is beyond everything we could have even imagined. This is what people talk about when they talk about the golden age, that new era that we're heading to after going through that dark tunnel that we're heading in the next few years. So to be in this new paradigm of abundance in being, we have to be able and willing to let go of the old paradigm of having and trust that connection from the place within that is already full, that we have never been broken apart, we've never been lacking, that there's a fullness. And when we're willing to drop the old paradigm that we need something to complete ourselves, whatever it's a material thing or an achievement, none of that will make that place of fulfillment. When we're ready to experience that, then we're really talking about conscious living, where the value of freedom comes from a higher realization of that interconnection with everything in our planet. And when we do that, we actually affect the whole universe. So okay. I have a method. I teach people a method that includes both the inner work and the outer work. And when it comes to the outer work, I teach people how to be free from a dependency to the system the way we know it today. Because the crisis today is only beginning. It's really only beginning. The U.S., for instance, most states at this time are already bankrupt. The system is patching as long as they can so that the masses don't go into chaos. However, there's going to be a time when it can't patch it anymore. So us conscious individual, what are we doing to prepare for that? I don't think filling up our cabinet with food will do it. It may be a temporary situation, but it won't do it. Because this is not sustainable, you see. What is a sustainable way of living? It's self-reliance. It's taking our power back, owning our power back.
Yes.
And saying, yes, I have been depending on this system. I thank you for having created it that way, but I want to promote a different way, and I want to be stepping forward and showing the way. So being sustainable, caring for the planet, knowing that every action, thought, and feeling that we do or we think or we feel are affecting everyone around us, including the Earth. When we're that conscious and we walk on Earth with care, and then we make a choice of regaining our power, then there is the beginning to see the light behind. And self-reliance is a knowledge. We have to know what to do. How can we get off the grid? How can we be self-reliant and not depend on the monetary system? At this time, it is very difficult, of course, because it's still in place. But there is definitely a need for two things: community building and becoming more humanitarian. And what I mean by humanitarian, I don't mean go feed the poor. And by all means, if you do, please, and it feels like a call, please, I honor that. But at this time, there's a potential for so much famine that you'll get what we say in the humanitarian field, donor fatigue. Because it would be not enough. So is there another way?
If you would hold your thought for just a minute,
okay.
Moment, and I apologize for the interjection because...
No, that's great.
You know, I've had such a clear understanding of the new paradigm that we're all involved with. One of the things that I was intuitively picking up on is that the fifth dimensional energies are already available to all of us. It's knowing how to literally work with that energy. And you're, because I heard you say as well as, yes, it is time for action, not to sit around and talk and so forth. It's time for us to step forward and take real action on a very personal level, but also on a universal level as well. I know that part of that energy is all about unity. We all stand together, united as one. And you had also mentioned that as well, is the personal empowerment for all of us to reclaim our power. Exercising, and that's what I was getting when you were sharing this story about this individual, about our company collapsing, is paying attention to the signs of and exercising action along with common sense. And I mean that respectfully to everyone, and stand very grounded on a very spiritual level. What are your thoughts?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I totally agree with that. And we are embodied in a physical world, and this world is the path of action. You can't sit on the bottom of the mountain meditating on the intention of getting to the top. You've got to get up, pick up your leg, and go up the trail, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And this is the balance I was talking about before. Some people are too much about action. And what happens, they will burn out because there's a say that is self-effort and grace are the two wings that takes you to the highest freedom. And so if you're too much into action, too much in the imminent, then you will burn out. It's too self-effort, and you don't see a full spectrum of possibilities. And as a result, most of the time, we become fear-based. If we're disconnected to source, which is the common ground of all, fear happens. Fear is an expression of separation from the whole. And so when we are connected, and this is what happened, grace supports us. So there is self-effort, but there is grace. And coming together and creating community is to find this balance as we co-create together, understanding the limitation of the system, seeing where it's heading, seeing how much potential for actual suffering, but in the same time, having this eagle eye and say, well, wait a minute, the man-made crisis is not my choice. I connect to nature, and in nature, there is total abundance. And so find a group of people that resonate to a choice of thriving despite whatever man-made crisis, and co-create together in a way that is sustainable. So, for instance, right now we're still in a monastery system. What is your gift that you can share in a way that can sustain you in creating this community? Everybody has come here as a gift, and you're really right. It's no time to tuck around, watch TV. The whole idea of fulfillment through purpose, there's an urgency right now. Our purpose is to thrive despite anything, in co-creation, for the highest good, from a place of humanitarian meaning. I'm going to serve you. How can I help? Because now we understand that we are all interconnected, and when we help out another, we help ourselves. And if we want happiness, we know it comes from being selfless versus selfish. I mean, we see people. We see, like, these people who have everything. We look in these gossip magazine, and we're like, how can these people, you know, people in Hollywood, they have everything, and they seem to be suffering so much? It's
absolutely
kind of ironic.
Still today, so, even within our own spiritual communities, even though we're all spiritual beings on the planet, is I still see a lot of resistance. And one of the things that I got real clear on is, for example, your friend that lost her business. And what I was immediately picking up on is that quite a bit of her company was intertwined within the matrix of the old paradigm.
What old paradigm were you referring to?
Her business.
Yeah. Well, the here's the thing. We have to question and inquire our why. Why are we making the choices we make? And it's very, very rarely, because of the system, the way it's established, it's not anybody's fault. The system is forcing us to do business in a way that is not about contribution, because the system is based on control and greed. So how can we want to, we come with a good intention, and then we get into the system, we get in business, and we're like, oh my God, you know, and we come into a place of survival, and then we lose that spirit of contribution. And so the resistance you're referring to, in my experience, because I was building a business, and then a friend told me, inviting me to move into a self-sustainable community, letting go of everything, and I could witness the resistance of letting go of my business was about a need to prove something to myself. Therefore, I acknowledge that part of me felt that I was not good enough just as I was without having an identity, a social range, if you wish, and in seeing that, I was able to let go of it. And so it's kind of like probably my friend letting go of that social place that she had. Who would she be? And so we really have to come to knowing that our greatness is not contingent to what we do. It's just not. We are great no matter what. It's just because our essence is this beautiful, radiant light that is omnipotent and infinite, and there's nothing that, when we're connecting to that, the flow of abundance is back, and there's not much work. It's not hard work. In fact, when we work hard, it's usually because we've cut the flow because of one of these resistance, one or the other.
Yes, right. And, you know, the, another key element, too, is simplifying our lives, you know, because you had mentioned it earlier on the show tonight, is you know, we're always basing, and I mean this respectfully to all of you, because I know that I am amongst great leaders that listen to this show. What I find a lot of times, too, is that, you know, I did it. For many years, as I based my worthiness of what I had or what ownerships I had, and that's not what it's all about. It's what I have within myself. I'm a very heart person, and then of course I've been working on simplifying my life. I've got a group of individuals that I work with to encourage them. We barter to help each other make our dreams come true, and because each of us have expertise and different talents. And so I am able to loan what I have in my own knowledge to support other people as they give back to me as well. And it's been amazing to watch all the dreams come true, people realizing, yes, I could have had my dream all along.
That's sweet. Sometimes I also warn people about, I mean, it's beautiful to manifest our dream. It's very empowering. And again, I go back to the question, why do I want what I want? Because if your dream, and it happens a lot that we, you know, say watch what you wish for. You wish for something and you dream of something. You actually manifest it and you realize that's not what you wanted. And so it comes down to really questioning what is the real reason and that we want what we want. Is it to patch an emptiness? Is it to prove ourselves or the world something, or is it really from a place of expressing what already is within us, that we already feel whole, and from that place we just want to share it, because there's no higher values than feeling that we matter, and from the place of connection with spirit, we want to give, we want to share, and then we have to find a way to make it sustainable for sure, but definitely make it so in a way that it's a contribution, and
That's right.
In that way it's highly fulfilling. I mean, I'm thinking of Mother Teresa, for instance. What did she have outside? Nothing. I mean, she didn't came from a background of poverty. She definitely not, but she let go of everything behind her, and she embraced service, a life of service. And what did she get from it? She get what everybody is trying to get from getting, which makes this world totally unsustainable. She had peace, she had love, and she was fulfilled from aligning 100% with her purpose. So it comes to the time today where we have to stand up, wake up to our gift, and share it to the world, because there is definitely an urgency for those conscious individuals to come together, as you say beautifully in your introduction, to unite, to take conscious action for the highest good of all, and create conscious business community in a self-reliant way, in a place of helping each other. And when we're going to do this, we will not only see that the man-made crisis is really not affecting us, but we'll elevate the whole planet with our higher frequency, and in that elevation, shift will take place. And I really believe in that, and I really want to encourage everybody to step up into their gift and their greatness, and that's really what my work is about.
Yes, I, you know, it's even beyond believing, it's knowing. And, you know, the more I become connected with simplifying my life and being in true service to humanity. It's all about allowing the voice of my heart to connect with people worldwide, to send out that message saying, yes, you are the authority. You are the empowerment. It is time for all of us to unite. Let go of all the things that kept us bound up for so many years. So,
yeah, this is funny what you're saying, because I had a member of my social network online that was months ago. As a matter of fact, it was right after. It was just a little bit after Obama was elected as a president.
Yes.
And I'd say a couple months after, there was a very controversial video that was going through the internet, and I hate doing politics because I'm all about, you know, freedom independently from the system. But just as an example, she watched that video and she was completely desperate, where certain thing that Obama has not kept and made her realize that she couldn't lean on him. She had put every little bit of hope on this man, on one little man, you know. And so she sent this email. How can that be? You know, she was so disappointed. And I say, you know, never ever place your power outside yourself.
That's
right. This will be your fall. And she really realized, and she saw the opportunity. Here's the thing. There are a lot of things happening right now. Can we see the opportunity? Can we look through the darkness and see the light? There is an opportunity in every moment. In fact, it's not just to say, it's a quantum physics principle. We live in a world of duality, and in a world of duality, there is polarity. When there's problem, there are solutions.
That's
so
right.
It's not a question. If there is a problem, and there are many right now on the earth, there are solutions. However, what we have been doing, and this cannot continue, we have been looking for the solution at the same frequency as the problem itself. We need to rise up higher. We need to rise our frequency, both with the inner work, meditation, introspection, conscious contact with spirit, and the outer work, caring for the world, caring for each other, being humanitarian in spirit, and moving through life from a place of being selfless versus selfish and making a difference. And by doing that,
Good. You are so right on that. I did want to take a moment, and my apologies to you for that introduction. But you are just so right on. I just love you. Lots of love and hugs to you, girl. You go get them. I did want to take this moment and opportunity to invite all of you to my show page with bbsradio.com. There is a wealth of information, and I'd like to personally invite each and every one of you to www.consciousshiftrevolution.com. As many of you are aware of, that information will stay posted up for a week prior to the new schedule going up. You and I and all of us have done many shows on the new paradigm. I have to say to all of you this evening, I am so proud of each and every one of you. You're claiming your power. You're saying yes to you. Instead of you choosing to buy into the fear, you are taking action, not only for yourselves personally, but you're standing united together, and I love each and every one of you for it. I also want to extend my gratitude to each and every one of you, because without you, you personally stepping up and fulfilling your own path, we did it together, and our world is changing. This is what each and every one of us worked very diligently throughout the years. I find my own shifts, my own transformations, a miracle. I'm grateful. Thank you, Father God, for these opportunities so that I may become more free to enjoy and embrace the fifth dimension frequencies. We do have a caller, so I would like to take this moment as well to invite Gary from Canada on line 3 to the show. Aloha, Gary.
Hi there. Okay, I have a question. Well, actually, I have a few, but first of all, you know, I've heard everything about this 2012 thing, to total annihilation, to, you know, the spiritual consciousness shift. You know, like, you know, how do you prepare for something like that? I mean, what we're doing now, I mean, are we preparing for it, or are we just becoming aware of it? You know, I mean, the Earth obviously is going to change. We don't know to what extent. So how do you prepare for that? Other than
Gary, 2012 is a field of information and prophecies, and actually even scientific explanation of potential natural disasters, including a potential pole shift. And those are possibilities. So when there's a possibility, what do? We prepare. Because a possibility means it's possible. So you, first of all, what you have to do is to see a possibility, and you do. And then you have to educate yourself. And there is a lot of information on countershiftrevolution.com on the topic of 2012. And I invite you to look at that. And what do we do if there is a cataclysm? And now we're talking about information in alignment with prophecies that mention that there could be a lot of suffering on the earth. Personally, I invite people to resonate first with the information of the potential natural disaster and man-made crisis. And if that's the case, there's two things going on. There's the same thing that I mentioned earlier, self-effort and grace. Self-effort is do your due diligence, find out what's possible, and find out what's more optimal as far as a location. And there are more optimal location, and that's this information you'll find on countershiftrevolution.com. So changing location means letting go of a lot for people, brings up a lot of resistance, you know, a house, maybe moving a family. It can be intense, and we don't even know if that's going to happen. So the way I do it is I'm creating a sustainable community in a remote place. It won't be public until a few months, but you can always ask me personal question at info@countershiftrevolution.com, and I'll let you know more about that. And that is, if this doesn't happen, I will still thrive with a sustainable community despite the man-made crisis. So thinking community is definitely an empowering way of being. Thinking of a better location, and in the same time, the other part of the two wings, grace, knowing that if you are connected with spirit and if you come from a place of being selfless versus selfish, you will be sent exactly where you need to be at the right moment. The fact that you are questioning these things is because spirit wants you to know certain things, and what we are aware of, we are responsible for. So if you get information, then what do you do about it? So many people get signs. We were talking earlier about signs, and then they turn around and say, no, I didn't hear that. No, this is just, nah. But no, you listen to the information that resonates, and when it resonates, follow up with this information. So I did. I followed up, and I see a possibility for a pole shift just because of the information that I gathered. And so I will create a sustainable community, and I encourage you to get more information first and educate yourself and then really inquire from a place of prevention but not from a place of fear. Remembering that who we are in essence is spirit, that we're not mortal, that we're immortal, and that whatever experience we need to go through on this on this plane of Earth is always from a place of opportunity to grow toward total freedom. Does that answer your question, Gary?
Well, yeah, kind of. But you know, I didn't want to interrupt you. But you know, it's what I guess what I'm trying to understand here is, first of all, you know, this is not going to be a sudden event. This is not going to be all of a sudden on December the 21st, 2012. You know, the world's going to flip and the poles are going to change. I mean, people that aren't aware that there are going to be changes are going to be marveling at the shift in the physical Earth as opposed to the spiritual Earth. Just the physical changes within the Earth.
Yes, yes.
In the Earth's atmosphere. So, you know, like when you say you prepare, well, you know, you can find a remote location, but again, it's about awareness more than preparation. I mean, I know what you're saying. We should all be self-sustaining. We should be able to help our neighbors and be good to our neighbors. But we're going to have to be in the right place at the right time. I mean, it's going to be catastrophic. But it's going to be catastrophic leading up to it, is it not?
That's true, if I may add to this, Gary. Absolutely true, and that's what we've been witnessing now. And we will continue witnessing those changes, you know, our weather patterns. You know, there's all various ways, and you know most of them and so forth, because I've had the opportunity to speak with you. You're quite intelligent. So one of the areas that I found that is very useful to me in my own preparation is one is simplifying my life. One is, the other is, of course, meditation, keeping my energy vibrations up, always looking at things at a higher perspective, seeing past all the illusions of what we are being bombarded with, paying attention, being extremely aware of ourselves, our environment, and, you know, for instance, let's say, an example, if our whole financial institutes collapsed, how would I be able to sustain myself with food, with water? So I've made certain preparations for that. I also have gathered together groups of individuals that we also take necessary steps as well. And let's face it, because Spirit will always guide us because you have a strong heart connection. And once we really truly allow our hearts to be our lead in life and everything we do, it always puts us in the right place at the right time, so to speak. Does that always happen for me personally? No, because sometimes I do a sidetrack. I'm human, right? But you got the gist of that. So I'll give you guys a chance to maybe give some feedback on that.
Yeah, Gary, since Leilena talked so beautifully about the more personal and spiritual work, I'm going to talk more about the practical, and you were asking about this as well. So back to the your question of the possibility you use the term cataclysm. That's an intense situation. However, in alignment with the universal laws of cycles, we know it's possible because everything is cyclic. Everything in the planet, in the universe, goes into this three cycle of birth, sustainability, and death, and that includes civilizations. And it may be arrogant to think this cannot happen to us when we know how many prophecies are being shared online these days about this time. So there is a potential. The moment you're afraid of it, you cut yourself off from grace. So how can you do all the things that Leilena shared to be so connected to your divine power that your action, your choice, your practical actions are coming from prevention and not for fear? Otherwise, there'll be no flow, and there will be no ability. It'll be just disconnected from the core. But then you may get, you receive information, and as far as relocation, there are places, if there is a pole shift, there won't be a 100% degree pole shift, but it's very much likely that it's 30 to 40 degrees, and that's enough to shake the earth in a way that could be very catastrophic. And then, therefore, you may want to look at places that are 100 miles away from volcanoes, ocean, I would say urban living, and also elevated about 1,000 feet. That's just a common sense when you study the but just buy the book called Cataclysm, and you will understand a little bit of this phenomenon. And
I don't prescribe to this total annihilation of the Earth. Right? First of all.
I'm not talking about a total annihilation of the world. I'm talking about a cycle only. So the Earth will prevail. It always has. There's no question about that. The fact that it may be a shift that could create a lot of intense phenomenon and natural disaster doesn't result in an annihilation of the planet. Of course not. But there are information out there, and if you resonate with this information, it is wise to take on some changes. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know that I disagree with you. All I'm saying is that, you know, we can prepare all we want, but you know, it kind of falls into this category from the past, and you know, from as we are right now, we think we can, you know, defeat Mother Nature. We can live where we want. We can do what we want. Mm-hmm. But in reality, we don't know where these things are going to take place.
That's
and
right.
We will know. But, I mean, it's not only the physical shift that's going to take place. It's this spiritual shift. And
yeah, actually, both are connected. That what's going on right now is it's cosmic. And there's a state that says, as within, so without, and as without, so within. So what's happening on the cosmic level is affecting both the Earth and us as individuals. And so, as I talked earlier, there is definitely an exponential acceleration in being forced to change. Stuff are coming up in our life, and we have to look at it. And if we don't make the change because of some resistance, it brings suffering. So all the practices of staying in touch with consciousness through meditation, constant contact with consciousness, does help. But then there's also the physical changes of the Earth. And there are optimal places for that, too.
Okay. Well, I will anxiously read your webpage. Thank you very
much. Sure, yeah, it'll give you a lot of information.
Hey, Gary, thank you so much for calling into the show. Lots of love, hugs. And many blessings to you, Gary.
Thank you.
Well, I'd like to remind and invite everyone to my show page with BBS Radio. As you all know, I have a wealth of information available to each and every one of you. That information will be there for you for at least a week. The website information is www.consciousshift.com. revolution.com. On this note, I'd like to invite our next caller, Sharon from Panama City on line 2. Aloha, Sharon, and welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I am great, and yourself?
Oh, I'm doing okay. I have a question. What my question entails is, on the 2012 thing, there's talk about, you know, preparing and getting up stuff, and, you know, for the end time. But my problem is the people around me, like my in-laws and most of my family, they won't listen. They don't understand. They think it's all a bunch of phooey, and they don't even want to hear anything about it. So what do you do about that whenever I know? And I know what to do, but they don't. So what do I do?
Well, we have to understand that everyone is where they are supposed to be. That there is a perfection to the way things unfold, and we have to come from that. And it's difficult because we love people, and when we care so much about our loved one, we want the best for them. And if we think we know what's best for them, we may become a little bit overpowering, and that may close them up. So this information that you seem to have about 2012, about the end, first of all, there's not such a thing as the end. There's only a continuation. The doomsday prophecy is the end of a civilization that is not sustainable. That doesn't mean that humanity will be extinct. The world continues. It will be a phase of darkness, and it's being prophesied. And those who are in touch with the divine will be going through that transition. And those who are not, as we know who we are in essence, the spirit, will maybe not stay on this plane and return, because the soul's journey is eternal. It keeps coming back, what we call in yoga the wheel of samsara, of birth and death, birth and death. This wheel continues. And so if you really understand the journey of the soul, you're no longer clinging in forcing an information to those you love. You just love them the way they are, and wherever they are at, you embrace that. And in that, you give them the greatest gift, even if they don't follow your idea. And it will be a lot of difficulties in people at some point. Right, even right now, I have a lot of friends that are in relationship and that are being shown to separate from each other because of their differences in direction they're taking. And there's going to be a lot of that coming up in the next few years, where we are invited to be so free, so liberated as a soul, that even those we love the most will have to be detached if we have to. That this level of oneness with consciousness is a place of complete detachment. There's nothing like that. We are love, but that love is no longer expressed outside onto somebody. It's from inside, and it's just shared. And we share that love without clinging to where that love is projected. So you just want to disconnect with consciousness, trust, know that this transition, as dark as it may be,
I have to interject because we're at the end of our hour. But Sharon, real quick also, and please forgive me for the interruption, but also Sharon, you know, I have family that way as well. And what I've done is I've gone to Father God. Always remember, He is on your team. And I have left my family in His care with the request of awakening them to a higher level of understanding and consciousness, and that if it is His will, that they will awaken to a greater understanding. So remember this as well. But I personally wanted to give you a lot of love, hugs, and blessings to you and your family. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Sharon. My sincere apologies. On that note, I wanted to thank our guests for this evening, and to all of you for tuning in to Universal Spiritual Connection. That website is ConsciousShiftRevolution.com. Good night to each and every one of you. And remember, you are indeed the authority and the empowerment of you, your worlds, and activities. God bless and good night.
All I want all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?